From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Hey, before we begin this episode, I want to tell you about an amazing event from our sponsor. Listen, do you want to learn how to go from good to great to unstoppable? Friday, September 28th through Sunday the 30th, invest in yourself and buy a ticket for Relentless MV, a one-of-a-kind exclusive event at Lambert's Cove Inn on Martha's Vineyard, where world-class motivators will help you gain the mental edge to push yourself to the next level and maximize your potential. World-renowned trainer Tim Grover, retired Navy SEAL David Goggins, tech entrepreneur and fear guru Patrick Sweeney, and an elite lineup of performance experts will share how they've gained the mental edge that's taken them to the next level. They also have a very special guest, Red Sox great and Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez. It's a great event to learn, become inspired, and to network with the other A player attendees. Both weekend and day passes are available, and as a listener of this podcast, you get a special deal. Use the promo code SOLVERS to receive $500 off. Visit RelentlessMV, it's Relentless, the letters M and V.com for more information. By now, there are limited tickets available. All right, on with the show. If you've watched a commercial lately, and I mean like, you know, turned on the TV and saw any commercial, you've surely seen the work of a company called Score a Score. Some of their recent work that you might have caught includes movie trailers for Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World, this weirdo Dos Equis commercial featuring the comedian Blake Anderson, and a crazy project where Coca-Cola rolled out more than 1,000 songs about sharing a Coke with basically any person's name you can think of.
I had one summer wish, I would share a Coke with Trisha.
And this all started because of Jordan Passman.
We represent over 500 independent musicians worldwide, and we bring projects to them. We find projects, and then we connect their music or their opportunity to write something original for these projects.
Jordan launched Score a Score in 2010 when he was 23 years old. And to be clear, Score a Score didn't make the music we're talking about, but they made the music happen. The company connects a brand or movie studio with the right musicians, then serves as a project manager for the whole thing and so on. And with a client list that includes the world's largest companies and movie makers, it's fair to say that Score a Score is pretty successful. But the path to success has taken Jordan in a totally different direction than he'd originally intended, and it took him a very, very long time to accept this new path. Because here's the thing, for most of the time that Score a Score has been around, Jordan had this dream, and it wasn't of being a music production company. He wanted to be a tech company.
I felt like all the companies I admired were investing into amazing websites, into amazing apps. And I wanted to be a part of that ride.
And let's be honest, here's another reason.
I wanted to use tech and really make money while I sleep was my dream as a young entrepreneur.
Both, I'd say, are pretty common reasons people start a tech company. It's the exciting space to be in where all the exciting people are, and there's that promise of making more money than anyone possibly knows what to do with. And this led Jordan to build a very tech-focused product for his clients, a product that Jordan really wanted to work, that he spent many, many years and at least $120,000 trying to make work. But ultimately, that didn't work. And that forced him to face a very real, very humbling realization.
I shouldn't be necessarily just chasing a vision without having confirmation that that's exactly what my clients want.
That's an important lesson for any entrepreneur. And so today on Problem Solvers, we're going to tell the story of how Jordan came to that realization and what he did about it. Because once he finally accepted that his company needed to be about what his clients wanted and not what he wanted, everything changed. So, what happened? We'll learn it all right after the break. Solving big problems is one of the most exciting things about being an entrepreneur, but that's hard to do when the small problems stack up. Zenefits all-in-one HR platform keeps you and your team focused on the big picture by handling your crucial HR and payroll tasks. Whether it's running payroll, routing PTO requests, or even managing performance, Zenefits does the heavy lifting so you can stay focused on running and growing your business. And right now, Zenefits is offering a special discount to Problem Solvers listeners. Reserve up to 30% off your Zenefits subscription when you sign up for a free demo today. Go to Zenefits.com/problem solvers to claim this special offer now before it's gone. That's Zenefits.com/problem solvers. But act fast, this special offer is only available through August. Zenefits, welcome to the People Platform.
And now our second sponsor.
If you've ever sent an email to customers, then you know this is not as simple as like sending an email. It's not sending an email. You need the right email marketing platform, one that's actually designed with your type of organization in mind. That's what Emma is. It puts its customers first, offering powerful email marketing with a personal touch. With Emma, you'll have everything you need to connect your data, build your audience, and do your most successful marketing ever. And how do they do it? With their easy-to-use platform, which makes advanced functionality accessible to everyone on your team, no technical skills required. You can even connect Emma with the services you count on to run your business, like Salesforce and Google Analytics. Not to mention, Emma's award-winning team is always ready to support you on your email marketing strategy, design, list migration, and more. So, put the power of email experts behind your marketing. Request a customized demo of Emma's email marketing platform today at myemma.com. Again, that's myemma.com. All right, we're back. So first, let's understand how young Jordan Passman got into this problem in the first place, where he at once wanted to be a tech company, but was building something that was ultimately, not a tech company. So let's back up to 2008. Jordan just graduated from college and he moved to New York and got a job at a talent agency. But he totally hated it and quit after 2 weeks. And that turned out to not be the greatest economic decision because the recession started almost immediately afterwards and he was stuck without a job. So with nothing else to do, he volunteered with the Obama campaign and was sent out to cold call people and stop people on the streets to engage them in conversations about politics.
Was actually a great lesson in entrepreneurship, because if you can talk to people about something they don't want to talk to you about, it ends up being a really great, powerful sort of characteristic that I learned.
After the election, he went back to New York and felt inspired to start something of his own. But what? Where was the opportunity? That's a question that sometimes leads people to Craigslist.
I saw a bunch of people were posting on Craigslist at the time, and they were looking for composers, and they were willing to spend a few $100s, a few $1,000s. And I thought, the fact that they're posting on Craigslist means that there's not a dedicated marketplace for this.
And so Jordan thinks, aha, I can build a tech company to solve this problem. And then he gets to work creating a self-serve system. He gathered up a bunch of composers and built a portal to find them. So let's say that an advertiser is looking for a composer to create some original music for their ad. They'd go to the system, post the project, composers would see it, and those that were interested would send their demos, and the advertiser would review the demos and hire the composer that they liked. To Jordan, lover of tech companies and young man aspiring to make money in his sleep, this was the perfect solution. But when he built it and put it out into the world, he was surprised to hear a different reaction.
It really didn't work. I mean, people were receptive to the idea. They thought it was extremely innovative. They thought it could be the way of the future. But what ended up happening was somebody said, hey, you know, I actually just want you to handle this project. Like, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want to pay.
They were like, you know, yeah, cool system you built. That's a lot of fun, but it doesn't work for us. Can't you just find us a composer, like you, the human being? And so Jordan does that, and more clients start coming to him with the same request, and so he does that some more. And over a few years, this starts leading to really big, well-paying jobs, and it's enough that Jordan can hire a team and really build out a company. But do you know what the conclusion is that he drew from this experience? What, now that he was making money, he looked back upon his early years and decided was true?
The first site didn't work, and I want to build one that does work.
that the problem was the technology, that people still do want this automation he dreams of, but he just wasn't serving it to them properly. That's what he concluded. Now, let's pause for a moment to consider this situation. There have been times on Problem Solvers, many times, in fact, when an entrepreneur had a vision for something and people kept saying, no, not interested, whatever, but this entrepreneur was simply convinced that they were right. They believed in their vision when nobody else did. And so they stuck with it and they survived the loneliness and the craziness and they were finally vindicated. The thing that they believed in turned out to be right. Turned out to be a game changer. In the world of entrepreneurship, we like to celebrate those moments. We say things like, stay true to your vision. You've got this. Don't let anyone tell you no. But, you know, that simplifies a complicated thing because not everyone's vision can be correct. Not everyone's vision will ultimately be vindicated. And how can you tell the difference between the two? The answer, as we've talked about before, is data. You have to put your idea out in the world and collect data. Do people want this? Are they using it? Do they like it? And if you can like track and experiment with it, you'll start to see patterns. And if the data looks promising, you now know something that others don't. You'll know if it works or frankly, if it doesn't work. And this, I think, is where Jordan had gone wrong. He had a lot of data staring him right in the face. Users of his platform preferred a human to handle their problems rather than his system. He could have dug into that more and understood why and whether there was some new system that would solve a pain point for them in a way that human couldn't, but that's not what he did. In 2014, he just went to work on a new system.
So without going into like too many details that aren't super interesting, but it was like creating our own iTunes, creating our own way to manage projects, creating our own way to assign projects within our team, creating our own, you know, infrastructure to run the business from invoicing to licensing to searching for music to delivering music.
This took 2 years, and Jordan estimates, as I had mentioned before, that it cost him at least $120,000. He mostly outsourced the work to developers, but found the process tricky and laborious, and the outsourced developers were never prioritizing the project the way he wanted them to. But finally, after 2 years of work, they had their custom app with an automation system for clients. And then Jordan's company rolled it out, hoping everyone would get super excited about it, and it, well, you can guess.
It wasn't ever as dependable as we needed it to be, so I couldn't really lean all of our trust in running the entire business in this thing.
Now, Jordan is talking about the tech here. It was a tech fail. The system just didn't integrate well, the back end was a mess, and it wasn't all he hoped for. But also, frankly, customers weren't clamoring for it. They weren't like, if only this awesome thing worked. Because Jordan's customers were used to just dealing with the company by email. Like, you know, can you guys help out? Here's what we need directly. They already had a way of engaging with ScoreAScore that worked really well for them. And after seeing all this, after seeing this thing that he had decided that he needed, wanted, that everyone needed, he put it out there. After seeing that it wasn't taking, Jordan finally decided he'd had enough. Automation was a failure. He wasn't a tech company after all. He never was, and he wasn't going to be. And really, at this point, that wasn't a hard thing to accept anymore. It was evident to everyone. His team was exhausted by this whole automation thing. The new software was screwing everybody up. Everybody was done. Jordan finally had, really, all the data he needed, and it all pointed towards one conclusion. ScoreAScore is a company run by people, not by automation software.
I finally had to just pull the trigger and say, I'm done with this site. I'm not going to invest any more time or money into it. And that's what made me recently build out a brand new website that's the most simple, cheapest site we've ever had, and I feel by far the most proud of it. Because I feel like it actually reflects who we are for the first time, which is like we are here as human-to-human service providers who are going to give you that experience that you won't find anywhere else. And there's nothing automated about it.
I love the simplicity of the solution there. In 2017, he hired a designer to do a rebrand oriented around a simple website, which stressed ScoreAScore's white glove service. And you know what? Since then, business has gone way up. And Jordan has learned an important lesson about business, one that will carry him and ScoreAScore forward.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is learning how to ask your clients questions from a very, very early phase and truly listen and try to adapt into what their needs and wants are. And if they're telling you that they want to work with you and that they want a person who's going to respond to emails within 10 minutes and pick up the phone 24/7 and have a project manager on every project and be able to talk to somebody whenever they need to, then that's what the kind of company you should be. And if they're telling you, you know, like for us, they weren't telling us, hey, you know what we really need? This automated, like, crazy system. I think it was me sort of having this vision of what it could have been, and that's my learning experience, is like, I shouldn't be necessarily just chasing a vision without having confirmation that that's exactly what my clients want.
That's what they want. And so, like any smart entrepreneur, that's finally what he's giving them. And that's our episode. But wait, before you go, please hear me out on a few ways you can stay in touch with the show and contact me directly. First of all, if you like the show, it would be amazing if you subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Problem Solvers. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We come out every Monday morning. Also, I love hearing from listeners. You can go to jasonpfeiffer.com. That's J-A-S-O-N, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com, where you'll find my email address, social media handles, and also you can sign up for my monthly newsletter, The Pfeiffer 5, which is 5 monthly insights and bursts of inspiration for entrepreneurs. It's basically a collection of the ideas that excited me the most that month. So please go check it out. And that's again, jasonpfeiffer.com. And if you want to drop me a line directly, please let me know about the problems you've solved, and I might have you read the letter in a future episode of the show. We can all learn from each other, and that also means you. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media, and this episode was edited by Conrad Martin. We are also online at entrepreneur.com. Again, I'm Jason Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, and now go solve some problems.